shtar choyv to the kohen, I owe you five shloim, then if the kohen wants, what's proper for him to give you back the five shloim that he, now he collects on the five shloim. Now, ain't b'nai poti. Now, if he wants, he could give you back the five shloim and you could use it now to redeem his own. Just say so. Why not? Why wouldn't it? You can always do that, l'chaim. For some reason, it's mashma from the Mishnah. Dafka here. What's mischadish here? So the whole Mishnah is very shver here. Ha-mafrish l'pinyin b'nai v'ovad. If somebody's mafrish the five shloim l'pinyin b'nai v'ovad, the halacha is, even though maybe it's moment coin right away, this Mishnah is a shtickle rayeter of Shimon Shkop in the Shari Yosha that we discussed, that there's something called hafroshe. Because otherwise, what are you doing? You're doing nothing. Right? So you already take five shloim, you say, okay, this is for my son's redemption. The money already becomes mois pidyon haben, and now you lost it. So who loses? Zok the Mishnah chayev b'achayus shenema yilach achpadi tifte. You only have a yilach achpadi tifte. It's only if the pidyon actually materializes. Does it work? Does the pidyon actually work? Okay. I don't know, some of the Achronim want to use this Mishnah as a raya against Rav Shimon Shkop. That you see from here, the money doesn't become Omer HaShevet. I would say the opposite. I would say that if you don't look like Rav Shimon Shkop, there's no such thing as Afrosha. What does it mean you were Mafrosh? The Mishnah's Mashmah, there is such a thing as Afrosha. And it does become Omer HaShevet. And even though it becomes Omer HaShevet, you chayiv and achrayis. If it never becomes Omer HaShevet, you don't have to tell me chayiv b'achrayis. Nothing happens. That would be like saying, I planned to do Pidyon HaBen and I lost the money. The Mishnah doesn't have to tell you Chayv HaChayis, you never did anything. The fact that the Mishnah says that you were mafresh and you're not Chayv HaChayis is mashma from the Mishnah that the Pidyon actually, the Afrosha works. Something is toifus on the money. Otherwise, what's the Chiddush from Mishnah? So I don't know, you have to know what the Ktzois means, because if you look at the Ktzois says that the Afrosha does nothing. Ain shaykh afrosha bepidyon haben liya yismom and hashevet kish'a matna yiskuhuna v'lochein chayiv b'achrayis. Simply you have to say is it doesn't become the moment of any one koyin. It becomes the moment hashevet. But it's not the moment of any one koyin, and therefore you're still chayiv b'achrayis till it's delivered to the koyin. Okay. Vital. It says the Gemara Mastita and the Loike Rebbe. We'll do the Gemara, then we'll clarify there what's going on. The Gemara says our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. Because Rebbe would hold you could use these things. You could use stars. The Tanya Rebbe Yemen Bakol Poidin Bechorodom Chutzman Hashtoros. You could use Avodah Makakoros, I'm sorry. My time of the Rebbe. Torah Shribuyi Miyute. He darshans the whole Torah Ribuyi Miyut. And in Mele, since he darshans the Torah Ribuyi Miyut, so therefore, it says in the Torah, P'duyav mi ben chodesh riba, erkech ha-kesef miyit, tifde riba, riba miyit, v'riba riba ha-koyl, everything is included. You know, if you dash in klal, prat klal, then we say that the prat is, anything that's kena prat is included. Right? If you dash in riba miyit riba, then everything is included, not just what's similar to the prat. Just the miyit is one thing. So Gemara says, Rebbe dash is riba miyit, and therefore tifde riba, so according to Rebbe, Avodim and Kakois work for Pidyon HaBen. Only Shtar doesn't work. Says the Gemara, Abonon Dalshin Klal Pratu Klal Pratu Mechodesh Klal Erkach HaKesef is a Prat. Tifte is a Klal Chazav HaKolo Klal Pratu Klal Etan Gema Prat. Ma Prat Mefoyrosh Tovo Metalko V'Gufo Momen. So now you need both of those conditions. You need metalkal, I've called metalkal for a moment, yotzu karkoi she metalkalin, yotzu avodim she huk shulikal, and evit is still a dovah metalkal. Evit's metalkal. So l'chayla, why is he excluded? The Gemara says, klal pratu klal. So it says you have a klal, tifde, you have erkha kesef prat, and then it says again, tifde, right, so klal pratu klal would have said karka no. Then you say okay, evidence hukish to karka. They're both a problem. The Torah never said karka no. If you you dug out a piece of earth and you did a pigeon aben with it and it was worth 5 shloim, it would work with a piece of karka. Karka is not the problem. It has to be metalka of the goof for a moment. Frek the svasemes. So avodim, good at fukishal karka. It's metalka of the goof for a moment. It's a great kasha. Okay, we'll get back to it. Zog the Gemara, ma prat of metalka of the goof for a moment. I've called the metalka of the goof for a moment. Yotzuk ha-koish el metaltolin, yotzu avodim shuk shuluk ha-koish. Yotzu shtoroi, shafa pisha metaltolin in gufan moment. Okay, so now the Gemara disproves how could you, Rebbe holds Reba Meir, Reba in the whole Torah. See, generically, there's a machlekes had a darshan kol ha-terakulim. Kol ha-patu klal, Reba Meir, Reba. Has tremendous ramifications. The Gemara was going with the das that Rebbe holds Reba Meir Reba. The Gemara is proving that not that way. We see by Eved Ivri, the Tanya Marzein Le'Marzeya Minayin L'Rabbe Soil V'Asiro V'Amachat. How do you know you could use a like a needle, or there's like a peck, or like a spigot? There's a metal pen that can make a hole. Tamalem L'Kach L'Rabbe is called over Shinuk L'Fayad V'Rei Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi by you, the Rabbi Yom Matzeh, my Matzeh Miyuchad Matzeh, of Kol Shal Matzeh, it has to be metal. So you see, he obviously learns Klal Prat to Klal. If I mean to make him, if we give it a Shkol Prat, Rabbi Yossi by you, the Dorshi Bui Amir. See, here's not. The Gemara says, you're right. In Baal, my Rabbi Dorsh, Klal Prat to Klal. Hochot! Over here, it's different, because Rabbi Shmuel, Ton Rabbi Shmuel, Bamayim, Bamayim, Shtei Pom, and Ainz, Klal Prat to Klal, Klal Prat to Klal. Okay. Meaning like this. In order to say a Klal Prat to Klal, it has to be in that order. Klal, prat, and a klal. But if you have 2 klalim and a prat, then it's treated like a meat pound. Then in other words, in Rebbe holes, it's like a riba meat riba in that case. Fine, resolve. Okay. Now, just turn the daf, an hour from the base. The Gemara jumps to Kosav l'koyin shu chayiv l'chom isla. Chayiv l'itim. Like the Mishnah says he has to give it to him. But the pigeon doesn't work. All my it works. Midaraisa pigeon aben works when you give him your own shtar. Taka does work midaraisa. Tony Tanakam of Nachman, the Prodigal Shiitain, that it doesn't work. Amalei of Nachman, you're right to the Eretz, 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 you're right to the After the Rabbanah says that it doesn't work, the Hilchot says, Ein B'nai Prodigal, that's all Mid Rabbanah. Okay? That's Mid Rabbanah. So it comes out that the Gemara is saying there's a deraisadik in Afkamin in Aloche between a shtar shalachirim and a shtar shalatzim. Star shall atzmoi midaraisa pigeon aben works lik sheyitein, and star shall achirim even after they give the money is ein b'nai pod. And this is l'chayra mamish apli, as we were discussing. That's for sure. If the father would tell somebody else, please deliver, you give the 5 shloim to the kohen on my behalf, that would work. You could be paid to somebody else or something. I mean, there's a Ramo that says you should use a shliach. It would have to be my money. I understand there's a difference between shtar chayv d'acherim and your shtar chayv. Shtar chayv d'acherim, the 5 shloim is coming from somebody else. Even there, we could debate. We could say, but now that it's on your behalf and it's a chayv, it's your. But let's even accept that. Let's say that that would be the difference. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is that pigeon aben works with 5 shloim that I've given on my son's behalf. So in other words, if I appoint Pesi, I say, Pesi, you be paid to my son, the pigeon aben works. Right? With the 5 shloim, it doesn't have to be my shloim. Your 5 shloim. As long as my son, we have 2 shtaras. 1 shtar d'acherim. Over there, the Mishnah paskins, it doesn't work midaraisa, even after the money is collected. And shtar chayv of your own that you wrote the koyin, there it does work. When he collects it. No, I, wasn't Meichel. I wasn't Meichel. He could, but I wasn't. It's not worthless. People pay top dollar for Shtachim. Ein Guf, so let's get something straight. Ein Guf a moment doesn't mean it's worthless. Ein Guf a moment is even if you're Amoichel Shtachim Lachaveri, Ein B'chazo Yimachli, Ein Yimachel. It's all called so-called Ein Guf. Itself doesn't have a value. The value that it has is it represents value. Represents value. Shtachov d'acherim also represents value. It could even be that you're right, that a shtachov of your own is worth a couple of prutas more, because the guy has insurance policy. You're not going to be moichel. But it's the same shtach with insurance policy. So the problem in our sugi is, in mamonavshach, if you're going to tell me that a shtachov works once the money comes in, because we don't look at the shtar, we look at the conclusion, the five sloyim, then it should work by both stars. It should work by your shtar, it should work by shtar chayv v'acherim. If you're telling me we don't look at the conclusion, we look at you and the coin. I could hear that also, Rabbi Yisai. I could hear that also. I could tell you, simply, this is how I would answer the Rit al-Ghazi's question. If I give the coin a shtar chayv, doesn't matter that he cashes it in for five. Remember, we were medayik from Rashi, it doesn't work. I can explain that simply. Because the pinyon is not with those five slots. The pinyon is with the shtar. A transaction happened between me and the kohen. A transfer of a shtar. That shtar doesn't represent money. It's not itself money. Pinyon aben doesn't work. The kohen then went and got five slayim. That's koich sheni. That wasn't your deal with the kohen. Your deal with the kohen was here. This is the... I would even say vaita, let me tell you like this. And I hold this salach l'maisa. What would be if you say something else to the kohen? You tell the kohen, listen, kohen, I don't have five shtar in my pocket. I have a shtar chayv by yena. Pini owes me five. Pesi owes me five. Let's say Pesi owes me five. Lu yitzur. Okay? So I say like this. I say, not I'm giving you the shtar chayv that Pesi owes me five. I tell you, listen, here's a shtar chayv, kohen. I'm not redeeming my son now. I'm asking you to be a mailman. Go to Pesach. Collect the five slayim. Pesach gives you the five slayim. Yemol tzol chalzan apigin aben. So I'm telling you that in that case, I'm telling you that a taka would work. The pigeon would work. You know why? Because it's not a poidim b'shtar. It's an emes opinion. The money came through a shtar. So what? Who cares how the money came? I wasn't paid the bishtar. I was paid the bekesef. Special like that. Right? So the whole problem is, that's the way I can explain the first case of the Mishnah very simple. When I go ahead and I give the kohen a shtar, and I say I'm redeeming my son with this shtar that represents five slayim that Pesach owes me, and even after he collects it from Pesach, it's no good. You know why? Because I wasn't poiding my son with the money that he collected. I was poiding with the shtar. And the shtar was angry for a moment. I can explain that. Or you can tell me no. The halacha is that if you give somebody a shtar and he collects the five coins, we don't just look at what you gave the coin. We look at the tetzah. I'm okay with either way of learning. But our Mishnah seems to be mizaki, literally, because in the case where Yishtar Choyev D'Acherim, it's Ein B'noi Pot. Even after he collects, as a Zot Rasha, I gave the coin to Shtar, he should collect the five slayim, Ein B'noi Pot. In the Sefer, the Gemara comes out, it's only Midrabbonim, Midraisa is B'noi Pot. Midraisa Taka works. And Midraisa the Pidyon is done. Why? So now I have one other way to learn, but that's also going to be thrown out. My other way to learn would be like this. A shtar that you yourself write to the kohen is like a currency. It's like a currency. What does that mean? If I take a dollar bill in America and I use a dollar, it's money. It's a dollar. It's money. Why is a dollar money? It's a piece of paper. It's angle for me. No, it's a currency. Something that's yoytze b'shok. It's a currency. It's money. for a moment. No, check as a shtar. Now, so I could tell you a story like this. When I give a coin a personal belt, just like there's the United States of America, the United States of America, a dollar represents a currency. So when you and I do a business deal together, we can have our own currency. It has my face on the bill. My shtar is my currency. That's a creative way to look at it. I'm even ready to accept that. I'm in a creative mode. I learned that way too. It still doesn't help me. If the Mishnah would have paskined that if you give the kohen your own shtar, it works, I have no problem. I would say this chiddush. It's not a currency. I can only create a currency that's between me and you. There's a third party here. Ain't goofy for a moment. But if it's a check, if it's a shtar that I am giving you from me to you, that's a currency, halachically. I'm not saying it's not a big chiddush, but I'll swallow that big chiddush. But then the pinyon should work now. Bar says, because it's ain't goofy for a moment. So it's not a currency. So when is it redeemed? After he collects it. So we're back to the same problem. It's like everything is getting closed down on us. Every possible pshat that we could say is getting shut down on us. That's the problem. So Mamish Mechafi is here. You hear me, Shah? You look very relaxed. Sitting there with your legs crossed, it looks like everything's good. But I just said, L'ksheyitein. Huh? You didn't hear it. It's in the Gemara. L'kshiyitein. So you're telling me that it is a shtar. And tak, if the kohen never collects on it, ein b'nai padui. Why is ein b'nai padui? Because ein padui b'shtaris. So what helped now? He cashed it. You have the same ein padui b'shtaris. He knows? He knows? The kohen knows?
No.
So if I'm a knachamo, if I'm poyder, my son, with one second, the pinion is not working until it's cashed anyway.
I know, but I know I have the money to give it for. With the other,
you're not listening to what I'm saying. The pinion's not happening until the money is going to the yad kohen. At that point, you and the kohen know that you have the money. Right? So why can't we have the same policy? If I'm a kaddish with a star from Donald Trump, if I'm paid to my son with a star from Donald Trump, it works like shiitin. And if I'm paid with my own star, it works like shiitin. That's the problem. You, do you sound like you have something flying up your sleeves here? I want to hear. What is the reason why shtar d'acherim does not work? It's my shtar. I own the shtar. What are you talking about? I could sell the shtar. It's my shtar. What are you talking about? It's not my shtar. The Gemara say that the problem is there's no shaychus. So the Gemara says the problem is ain't gufay mamon. Thank you for my moon's your star. Both got turned into money. State connected. I don't know what you're talking about. Both of them are my star. Both of them are my star. And I'll tell you why. Who's the Balash star? Always. By all stars, who's the Balash star? In general, who's the Balash star? Exactly. Not the person that wrote the star. He's a Baal Choy. The Baal Ashtar is the one that the star is written to. So when I take a star that was written to me, I'm the Baal Ashtar. I could now take the coin and say, okay, now you are the Bala Shtar. It's your Shtar. One second. So now you're the Bala Shtar. So the connection is, you're the Bala Shtar. Now you go and cash it in. Okay, when I give you a Shtar, it's nothing. It's Chaspa Ba'alme, as far as I'm concerned. Notice if I was arguing the point, if the Yehuda just gave me a reason that if the Mishnah would have been a Hapachu, then I would have understood it. If the Mishnah would have said, because after all, you know, there's a Sugyan Kedushin. The Mamish talks like that. Chil between Shtar Chayv Dachem and Shtar Chayv. That Kitchup Shtar Chayv Dachem is Mokudeshes. It's better. Okay, when I give somebody a Shtar, I'm not a Balabos on the Shtar. I'm making them a Balabos to be able to collect. When I have a Shtar written to me, I'm a Balabos. So if the Mishnah would have said that if you pay to your son by giving the Kohen a Shtar Chayv that somebody else owes you money, it's cash, maybe. So you give a Kohen, I owe you, it's no, well, it's a Chaspa Ba'alme. Either you'll give him what you want. If you give him, fine, so you're redeeming them. You know what I'm saying? If it's a chilek, I hear it. Okay, so the shaila is how to learn over here. So I just want to add one tosefta, because I think we have another couple of minutes I could add this tosefta. Let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara here on the base. The Gemara says, Hilchos Sein B'nai Podri, right? With the Rabbonon it doesn't work. With the Reis attack it works. And with the Rabbonon it doesn't work. So we asked on that part of the Mishnah, what's the Rashoi? What do you mean he's allowed to give? Of course he can. The Kohen can do whatever he wants. The Kohen can give you 5 slime as a gift, and then you can use it for pidyon. Of course, why not? Why shouldn't you be able to do that? Right? Well, why not? That was our question. So listen to what the Gemara says. Tanino Atono Rabbonan, Nostel Vasokha Vasachas Yotzah. If you gave to 10 Kohanim, meaning you didn't give any specific Kohen, there were 10 Kohanim here, you put down the 5 slum, he said, one of you take it. That works. Fine? B'zachazeh, yotza. Or if you give the coins, you don't have to give them 5 in one shot. Not le'vichzion lo yotza. If the Kohen goes and gives it back to you, yotza. V'chein hoyom in hogoy shel Rabbi Tarfa. This was a Tarfan's mini. He gave it back. A different shot of why he did it. Some say Chaviv is HaMitzvah to show how much he loved the mitzvah. That the mitzvah, he didn't care about the money. He gave the money back. Rav Chanina was also a Kohen, and he did like a Ptarf. Now the Rogel, the Shokel, Mahadel. He would take the pidyon haben and give it back. Fine? Mamish like a tarfin's minik. Now again, let's not forget the Gemara is basing this all on our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says that if the Kohen wants, he could give you back the 5 slime and you could use it for pidyon haben. Says the Gemara, Chaz Yilahu Gavu Daka Ozul V'Osa Kameh. He saw the guy who gave the 5 slime to, one time he did a pidyon haben, he didn't immediately give it back. He saw the guy is sitting there drinking. So he realized the guy is waiting to get his 5 slum back. Now, the Chanina was known that when he does a pidyon haben, right afterwards he gives it back to him. This guy, he didn't give it back to him right away. So the guy is like hanging around. Like when I give somebody a chumra, they don't leave. I always say, I give somebody a kula, psst, they're gone. I give somebody a chumra, it's great to wound, can't get rid of them. They say with a contractor, it's like that. If you want to get rid of a contractor, never see him again, give him a deposit. You'll never see him again. Until you give him the deposit, he comes, he goes, you give him the deposit for this. So this guy, he's not leaving. So listen what he told him. So Chanina told him, on my way, Loigam was for Yavis. Okay, Vais the Chois, he didn't want to give me the 5 slum to begin with. And therefore, Midim Bishavte, you did something wrong, the Ein B'noi Padre, the Hilkach, Ein B'noi Padre. It doesn't work. The whole Pidyon HaBen doesn't work. Okay, very strange what's going on here. Rashi brings down, if you look at Rashi says, Ein b'nai pod, ein bin chapodi, im achzirom. Yeah? Pella. Pella. What do you mean if I give it back? Even if you don't give it back, it shouldn't work. The guy never had the house to give it to you. Malav shuch. If the guy had the house to give it to you, then the pinyon works, and if you give it back to him, who cares? If the guy never does to give it back to you, give it to you, so yes, Tom, it's not a pinyon of Ben. It's gzela. He can't keep it anyway. Then the Kohen Zuch has to give it. The mon of Shechob Chalim is to give it back. But his meaning was always to give back the five star. In this case, he saw that the Kohen was drained by him. See, he saw the Kohen doesn't want it back. He said, you're showing you didn't really want to give it to me. Now, you didn't have the mind to give it to me. If you had a mind to give it to me, you just would like to get it back. Who cares? Give it back to him. Everybody likes to get their money back. That's why they gave it back. Second Pirush. Second Pshan Rashi. If you look at the second Pshan Rashi, Rashi Taka says like that. Afilu lo yachzir amein bin chapod. When if you look in the Ramban and his halachas, the Ramban learns like that. And the Rosh and his Pesachim learns like that. And the Rashi and his Tshuvas learns like that. That pshat we understand. That the pinyon aben was just canceled. You showed that you didn't have a mind to be makhlim me to five sloyim, canceled. Then it's okay. Okay. Now let's go back. Shot in Rashi, and the way most of the Rishonim are learning is, it won't work now anymore. It's too late. You show that you didn't mean it. Cancel. Okay. So now let's go back, try to get a Havon in this whole sugya. Nerei Shabbat, give me it. So I'll tell you a very simple idea. And I built this really on a Chedush Yerim and Kedush. The Gemara explains, Milva Lo Tzoni. So the $1,000 I gave you is yours. I can't use it for Kedush. Once I lent the lady $1,000 a year ago, money's already hers, okay? The money's hers already. And now, that $1,000 can't be used for Kedushin. It's her money. Push it. That's shot in the Gemara. The Gemara's found the Kedushin Davov, and the Gemara's a big sugi later on Daf Mem Zayin, in the second paragraph. Then the Gemara says, Banas Milva works. So what's Hanas Milva? We have one approach the way most of the Rishonim learn. Most of the Rishonim learn that it's talking about Havachas Man, like the Gemara's Mashman, Davod, which means he lent the money to the woman a month ago. And now he comes to her and he says, listen, lady, I am prepared to extend the loan. If you want to be Mekadoshes to me, I'll extend the loan. So instead of it being 30-day loan, a 60-day loan, a six-month loan, whatever it is, you're getting another month, another 6 months. And that I know it, that I'm extending the loan I'm using for Kedushin. The Gemara says that works midaraisa. It is a different problem. It could be ribbis to Rabbanon. The Gemara calls it avak ribbis, whatever. That's the problem. Also, lasses came in meharomas ribbis. But the Kedushin is kosher. Okay. So that's the azegate the Gemara. That's the push-up shot in the Gemara. Now, you'll tell me, if I'm a Kaddish woman with the whole loan, she'll never have to pay it back. Yeah, it's true, but you're not using that for Kedushin. You're using the money itself. You're saying the $1,000 that I gave you 6 months ago, use that for Kedushin. That doesn't work. That does not work. It doesn't work not because she's not gaining, but because you're not using that for Kedushin, you're using the money, and the money's already hers. You're basically telling you, the $1,000 that's yours should be Kedushin money. That doesn't work. Now, the Rambam comes on Gansanaya Mahalach. The Rambam learns that the only way the Halva works is if at the time of the loan, when you issue the loan, you tell her, I'm giving you this Halvaya, Shem Kiddush. And then the Rambam also says you have to extend it. You have to make it long, meaning you're telling him, I'm giving you an extended loan. Okay, that's a different issue. That, if you want to pshat the Rambam in that, is why do you have to extend it, just the loan itself? That's what the difference is. Interesting pshat in this Rambam. The Rambam learns that the reason why you can't collect a loan for 30 days, based on the Gemara Makkos, is like a Shemitah. Every loan has a built-in 30-day Shemitah. 30-day Shemitah. The Mela, so the Rambam is saying you can't use the 30 days of the loan, the first 30 days, you can't use for Kiddushin, because that the Torah is giving you. That's Shemitah. So you can't say, I'm giving you 30-day loan, now the 30 days that I'm giving you, you have to extend it. You have to give her your own time, not just the halachic built-in time of the loan. Okay, that's that. Now, Shaila is like this. The Shaila is, why did the Rambam need that you're giving her a loan with Shem Kiddushin? Why wasn't he happy with what all the Rishonim say? You're extending the loan with Shem Kiddushin.